Hello, my name is Simon Cedillo. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I work with the Austin Independent Media Center, the Rhizome Collective, and the Youth Liberation Network. This film is a project of the Austin Independent Media Center. We've been working on it for about 4.5 years, and it's a great pleasure, privilege, and honor to be here with y'all today. I wanted to thank Braulio in particular for doing all the hard work of making this happen, and the center, thank you so much. I just wanted to hit up a couple of key points that the film touches on that maybe oftentimes in our communities we don't discuss. I'm assuming that everybody here is kind of familiar with what neoliberalism is, right? Don't really need to go into a workshop about that, right? But I wanted to extend the definition of neoliberalism for you a little bit today. We all know that neoliberalism is the imposition of international financial institutions, the G8, the eight most powerful countries in the world, transnational corporations, and a very unfortunate narcotics political business mafia that exists throughout the Global South that is profiting from all of this. What I'd like to think about, though, is the fact that this is an imposition, much like an occupation is. Neoliberalism is imposed. None of us in this country or any of the people in any of the countries where free trade agreements are being imposed had a vote or a say in whether or not these free trade agreements were being imposed on their countries. It's decided by the executive branch, by business people, and these international financial institutions. So from that, I'd like to give the notion that neoliberalism is a tenet of occupation, or maybe occupation is a tenet of neoliberalism, right? When we hear the word occupation, military occupation, we think about Iraq, we think about Afghanistan. Some of you might even think about Colombia. But I'd like to extend the notion of occupation from not being just military, the most blatant form of occupation, but also being political, economic, social, cultural, spiritual, psychological, right? All these forms of occupation are one and the same. And they're being imposed throughout the Global South, and particularly in this hemisphere and in Africa, through the tenets of neoliberalism. Like I said, military occupation is the most blatant, the most violent form of this occupation. And there's other forms of occupation that go on a sliding scale down to some of the stuff that we see in Oaxaca, which is just as disgraceful. There's like three stages, right? You have militarism, where you have soldiers running around the street, right? Then you have militarized police, which maybe some of you got a good glimpse at in Miami in 2003, or you might have gotten a good glimpse at here in your own streets in Santa Cruz, where police are looking a lot more like soldiers. This is unconstitutional in this country and is unconstitutional throughout the Global South. The militarization of the police is not supposed to be happening. The police are not supposed to be military. They're not supposed to be policing their own people like soldiers. But we're seeing this more and more. We've seen it in the Global South for quite some time, and we're seeing it more and more here in the United States. The next stage of militarism is paramilitarism, which I'm sure you all have heard before. And paramilitarism is the militarization of civilians, which we're seeing more and more of in Mexico and throughout the Global South. Of course, when I say the words paramilitaries in this crowd, most of you think about the massacre of Acteal, the Zapatista community in 1998, and most of you are unaware of the fact that there's massacres and attacks throughout Mexico, in Oaxaca, in Guerrero, in Veracruz, in Michoacán, as well as in Chiapas. And that's kind of what a little bit of this film is about, just kind of to broaden our horizons about what is going on and how people are resisting it. And that brings me to the happier note of this. The Austin Independent Media Center, through the course of the last 4.5 years working on this film, has contributed to the liberation of 21 political prisoners in Oaxaca, and we've helped spearhead 3 Amnesty International cases, which is a great success for a crew that is as broke as a joke as we are, and putting it together with like as little technology as humanly possible, and just kind of proving that that can be done, right? Another more important success is the success of the COMPAS, of the people in Oaxaca. And more than just the people of Oaxaca, I want to broaden it to the people of Mesoamerica, right? All of Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, right? Heading on down south. All these people, all these tribes, this is a pueblo, this is their land. This was their land before we knew it as these nations, right? And they have one very important thing in common, which is their methods of organization, their methods of struggle, their methods of survival, right? And these methods of organization pre-exist communism and pre-exist anarchy, even pre-exist the conquest of this land, because these methods of organization are a worldview. And they're founded in the notion that we should organize our societies horizontally, right? So these horizontal communities are diametrically opposed to the vertical power structures of capital, of empire, and its most current incarnation, neoliberalism. So we'll see a little bit about that. And I'll be here for questions and answers. Thank you all so much.